And this is what this prophet wanted to do to them. The thirst of this fellow was excuse. Means the thirst of you fellows are listening to me is an excuse. What we think about is this river of wisdom which is going where he wants it to go. That's why, as teacher, even when we see your attitude, we cannot give up. Because it's not only you. We are looking to the future. Because we know that this is like what? Like Khozar. Like something growing up. We know that we build ourselves, but we invest it in the next generation, and it goes like that. So, do you remember I said, if you find a guy who is a believer in magic, believe in him. Right? Here he will say, look at the belief. How goes hand to hand to hand? First, these thirsty fellows, then that Negro, then the rest of them. This is how this is supposed to go. You people of Sabah, you people, comfortable people who could think and argue about everything, believe. Believe in the future. We are futuristic, aren't we? We have to. Do you remember the animals? They live the time. We don't live the time, do we? I gave you the example today. Do we live the time? What is agriculture? Working for 6 months later, right? Planting a tree is working for decades. This is how we are. And what is this? Aha! This is what we found. Then we started to believe in eternity. Because this, the knowledge could be eternal. Yes. This is all the changes. He wants to explain all of this. Read the second part.
O slave, now behold thy water skin full, that thou mayest not say good or bad in complaint. The Negro was astounded at his evidentiary miracle. His faith was dawning from non-speciality.
Wait a moment, because this is a very critical stuff. Okay, the slave is shocked. You see that? His bag of water is still full. So he was surprised, and somebody is talking to him. Not the prophet, no one, Rumi. He said, hey, you, the slave, you shouldn't nag, you shouldn't talk about good and bad. And the black fellow is surprised from his reasoning. Right? Then the last verse is Midamid az law makon imanu. First is Damidan. Damidan in Persian language, Dam is this. Damidan means inflating, right? Then the breath, the spirit, and all that. So, something like that was coming from Lamakon, no space, non-existence. From non-existence, the believer was boiling in the guy. Means he didn't understand what's happening, was shocked, but something magically is boiling out from within in him. Yes?
He saw that a fountain had begun to pour from the air, and that his water skin had become a veil to the emanation of that fountain.
Again, the guy doesn't understand, but First of all, he will see a source of water from the air. Do you remember? He said the air and the water, they go back and forth and they are completing each other. And he realized that this bag of water was a cover-up for something else. Yes?
The veils also were rent by that sight, so that he distinctly beheld the fountain of the unseen. Thereupon, the slave's eyes were filled with tears. He forgot his master and his dwelling place.
He tore apart all the covers and he's got naked. But he didn't get naked by tearing up all the cover-ups. He really saw that fountain. Because it was starting like this, right? He opened up from his heart, that water is coming out. He wants to give you that feeling that this is what the belief is. When you see something which has nothing to do with the cause and effect, and it's magic, something else will happen. Yes?
Strength failed him to go on his way. God cast a mighty commotion into his soul. Then again he drew him back for good, for his good, saying, "Come to thyself, return, or thou who wilt gain advantage. 'Tis not the time for bewilderment. Bewilderment is in front of thee. Just now, advance on thy way briskly and speedily."
Would you please read it again?
From strength.
This is not the time.
This is not the time for bewilderment. Bewilderment is in front of thee. Just now, advance on thy way briskly and speedily.
Do you remember bewilderment, which is waiting for us? Mm-hmm. He says, I'm explaining it in enrichment now. Bewilderment come later. It's more than this. But here, the prophet will talk to this and do not be bewildered. Now you should do your duties. He's talking to you. Now you should do your duties. Don't think about the magical stuff of the belief yet. Because you have to participate in it. So he will call the slave to participate. Yes.
He laid the hands of Mustafa on his face and gave them many loving kisses.
Why? Do you remember we talked about the mouth and the hand of the Prophet, which made that piece of napkin unburnable, right? Here again, you see, the guy will kiss the hand of Muhammad. He said, there is an elixir over there. If you find it, use it. So he will use it, yes.
Then Mustafa rubbed his blessed hands on his face and made it fortunate. That Abyssinian negro became white as the full moon, and his night turned into bright day.
Mm, even more than that, yes?
He became a Joseph in beauty in a cookery. He said to him, "Now go home and relate what has befallen thee."
Uh-uh. Bad translation. This verse is almost impossible. Okay, the magic is this. He will kiss the hand. That napkin. Then Muhammad will touch him, and he, which is a Habashi, suddenly became white, pure white. Okay? Then he explains like this. He became the Joseph in two things. First is the physical appearance, which is Jamal. And the other one, which is Dalal. Dalal means guidance. Uh-huh. When we talk Joseph is beautiful, not because physically only he is beautiful, which he is, But he is the best guidance, isn't it? He leads us. So here, the guy became the Joseph in face, in looking, and in reasoning and guidance. Then he said, now go to the village and talk about the hall. You forgot the village. And here, it's road to the village. Do you remember the village? No. Do you remember the village?
Yes.
The guy who was a citizen, who was living in a city, the villager was coming and inviting and promising. At the end, we realized that the villager only knows about the fort of his ass. And that's all he knows. Remember? Here, imagine in the desert, none of these local little stuff are even called village. They don't call them dead. They have different names. Not the village. Here he will say, okay, the prophet will say to this fellow, now go to the village and talk about hall. Do you remember anybody talking about the hall? Do you remember the hall? If you don't remember, for the next time you come here, you have to do a lot of homeworks. He said, listen, you friends, to this story to understand what my hall is. This is the first verse of this book, book one. Do you remember? Vishnavide dustan indalstan. Why? They went to him and said, how come that you have this fantastic feeling we don't? He said, sit down, I will explain that feeling, that hall, which is now, and the feeling both. Here, he will send this fellow to go there, not to talk about the magic, to talk about this, talk about the hall, feeling, passion. I hope I provoke your interest to read the rest of it carefully. Because it's a lovely story. Because now the guy will go there, now the Khaja will come. And we look at this white fellow, doesn't get it. Then Rumi will explain another explaining, then another story. Okay. از انس فرزند مالک آمده است که به مهمانی او شخصی شده است. او حکایت کرد که از بعد طعام دید انس دستار خان را زردفام چرکن و آلوده، گفت ای خادمه، اندر افگن در تنورش یک دمه، در تنور پرز آتش در فکند. آن زمان دستار خان را دوشمند. جمله مهمانان در آن حیران شدند، انتظار دود و کندوری بودند. بعد یک ساعت برآورد از تنور پاک و اسپیت و از آن اوساخ دود. قوم گفتند ای صحابی عزیز، چون نسوزید و منقی گشت نیز؟ گفت زن که مصطفی دست و دان بس بمالیدن در این دستار خان. ای دل ترسنده از نار و عذاب، با چنان دست و لبی کن اقتراب. چون جمانی را چنین تشریف داد، جان عاشق را چه ها خواهد گشاد؟ مر کلوخ کعبه را چون قبله کرد، خاک مردان باش ای جان در نبرد. بعد از آن گفتن با آن خادمه، تو نگوی حال خود با این همه، چون فکندی زود آن از گفته وی